This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Birr al-walidain, the goodness to the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about honoring the parents in the Quran in parallel to his tawheed, in parallel to his oneness. In not one ayah or two or three, in several ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the obedience of the parents. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Now, number one, the worship of Allah. وبالوالدين إحسانا, and that you be good to your parents. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be good to your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He says in Surah An-Nisa, and I'm here, and I know you have heard many lectures on parents. I know you have read many books on parents. I am not here to teach you something which you do not know. My brothers and sisters, I am not here to teach you something you do not know. You know better than me. I'm only here to remind myself and to remind you about this ibadah, this worship called the obedience of the parents. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship your Lord and do not associate anybody with Him. And He says, and be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, ما يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى, ولك الحمد إذا رضيت, ولك الحمد بعد الرضا, لك الحمد بالقرآن, ولك الحمد بالإسلام, ولك الحمد بالإيمان, لك الحمد كله, وإليك يرجع الفضل كله. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا همّا إلا فرجته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا ضالاً إلا هديته, ولا مريضاً إلا شفيته, ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى, نسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت, أن تعافي والدينا. اللهم احفظ والدينا, اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا, اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربونا صغارا, اللهم الأحياء منهم اغفر لهم اهدهم تجاوز عنهم، والأموات منهم نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى التوب الأبيض من الدنس، اغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد. سبحانك ما أحلمك، سبحانك ما أرحمك، سبحانك ما ألطفك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، موضوعنا اليوم بمشيئة الله سوف يكون حول الوالدين وبر الوالدين. فالآباء يضحون من أجل أولادهم ومن أجل أبنائهم ويحبونهم حبا فطري، هذا الحب لا يحتاج إلى جهد. الوالدين يحبون أولادهم حبا فطريا، أي أن هذا الحب لا يحتاج إلى جهد من الوالدين. وقد قرن الله سبحانه وتعالى توحيده مع بر الوالدين في عديد من الآيات. قرن الله سبحانه وتعالى توحيده مع بر الوالدين، فقال عز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه، وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. وفي آية أخرى: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا. وفي آية أخرى: وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل ألا تعبدوا إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا. وهكذا قرن الله سبحانه وتعالى توحيده مع بر الوالدين والإحسان لهما. My brothers and sisters, few months ago I was giving a lecture, or in fact I was giving a khutbah in Canada, and then right after my khutbah a brother came to me and he said, Sheikh, I have to ask you a question, I need your help. He says, I have two twins, they're 18 years old, sons. He says, my children, they called the cops on me and they kicked me out of my home. My children, they called the police. They kicked me out of my home. I cannot come back to my home. I also read in a Muslim newspaper in a Muslim country that a guy, he stabbed his mother to death. He stabbed his mother to death because his mother did not approve of him marrying this girl which he fell in love with. He fell in love with this girl. He wanted to marry her. The mother did not approve of that marriage. He took a knife and he stabbed his mother to death. Also, not too long ago, I was giving a lecture, a seminar in the UK, lecture in the UK. A guy during the lecture was crying. Then I asked him, he came to me, says, yes, Sheikh, my mother called me on the phone. My mother called me on the phone and she said that his brother, asked some money from his mom, which she refused to give him because he is addicted. He is addicted to drugs and alcohol and whatnot. She refused to give him the money. He started punching his mother and beating her up. And so on and so forth. Birr al-walidain. The goodness to the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about honoring the parents in the Quran in parallel to his tawheed, in parallel to his oneness. In not one ayah or two or three, in several ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the obedience of the parents. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ Now, number one, the worship of Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And that you be good to your parents. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be good to your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا He says, in Surah An-Nisa, and I'm here, and I know you have heard many lectures on parents. I know you have read many books on parents. I am not here to teach you something which you do not know. My brothers and sisters, I am not here to teach you something you do not know. You know better than me. I'm only here to remind myself and to remind you about this ibadah, this worship called the obedience of the parents. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا Worship your Lord and do not associate anybody with Him. And He says, and be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا We took covenant from Bani Israel, from the children of Israel, not to worship anybody other than Allah, يعني to worship Allah alone. And He says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And be good to your parents. And on and on and on. In so many ayat, as Allah talks about His oneness, right after His oneness, He talks about the obedience of the parents, honoring the parents, obeying the parents, the kindness towards the parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا Your Lord has decreed that you worship not but Him and that you be good to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا When they reach a certain age. And here's the thing, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, when do your parents really need you? Your parents really need you, like when you're young now? Oh, they need you when they are young, when they can work, when they can handle things, they really, 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 when they need you, they need you. When they reach an elderly age, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ الْكِبَرَ Meaning when they reach an elderly age. When you can see the hair turning gray. When you see the back being leaning, يعني the back now cannot come out straight. That's when they need you. That's when, in fact, they need you the most. Juraij, Al-Abid, Juraij, he was in his salah. He was praying nafil salah. He was praying nafil salah. His mother called him. His mother called him. And in his salah, he says, Oh Allah, Ummi am salati. Ya Allah, Ummi am salati. In his salah, his mother was calling him and he says, Oh Allah, mom or my salah, what should I do? Mom or my salah. He stayed in his salah. فَعَاقَبَهُ اللَّهُ غَضِبَتْ أُمُّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَعَاقَبَهُ اللَّهُ His mother became angry at him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. He was in his salah. He was not doing his homework. I can give you some valid reasons. He was not doing his homework. He was not busy with his kid. He was not busy with his wife. He was not busy doing something very important. He was in his salah. Yet, when he chose his salah versus his mom became angry. Allah punished him. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. أُفْ in Arabic, it's not a word. أُفْ in Arabic is not a word. Even that thing which is not a word, in our words today, أُفْ means, oh, is all a word? Oh, it's not a word. Even that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say, oh, to your parents. Oof. Oh, why are you calling me? Oh, why me again? Why don't you ask my brother? Why don't you ask my sister? Oh, I'm busy. Oh, mom, I'm busy. Oh, dad, you're old school. Oh, mom, you talk too much. Oh, busy, let me alone. Even that, oh, you're not supposed to say to your parents. Even oof, you're not supposed to say to your parents. And remember something. I heard the story today which really, really, really affected me so much. Would you like me to share it with you? Yes. Would you like me to share that story with you?
Yes.
A story of a father. How many fathers do we have in the room today? Fathers. I heard a story of a father who had to go to the hospital, and he comes from a country where if you were to go to a hospital, you have to pay money. Yani that country, health is not free. You have to pay to get health services. So he had a problem with his hand, paralyzed, and the doctor told him, you have two options. We can't perform a surgery for your hand, and then your hand can move, but this will cost you money. Second option, we amputate your hand. It has to be amputated. It has to be cut. Two options. Option number one, we perform the surgery, and your hand will become okay. You can move it. But it costs you money. Second option, we have to cut, we have to amputate the hand. The father said, how much is the surgery? The doctor told him, the surgery will cost X amount of money. The father said, no. How about if I don't pay? The doctor said, if you don't pay, we have to cut your hand. The father said, no. Cut my hand. The children came and said, Dad, you have some savings. Why don't you use that savings to pay for the surgery? The dad said, That savings which I've been saving, I have saved it to send that money to my elderly son who studies in this country so that he can pay for his school. I saved that money for him so that he can finish his studies. I'd rather lose an arm. I will sacrifice my arm for my son's education. This is how much a dad can sacrifice for his child. How do you treat your father back now? How do you talk back to your father now? Someone came complaining about his dad or her dad. He's not letting me marry this or he's not letting me marry that. Complain about your dad or your mom. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says in this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was talking to the Sahaba and he's telling them, do you want me to tell you the major sins? Do you want me to tell you what are the major sins? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about the major sins. The Prophet says the major sins, number one, associating someone with the worship of Allah. Associating someone with the worship of Allah. Number two, عقوق الوالدين. عقوق الوالدين. Dishonoring the parents is considered in Islam a major sin. A major sin. My brothers, let me tell you something. You who may have a long beard, you who may have a kapi, you who may even be wearing niqab or hijab or wearing abaya, you Muslims, let me tell you something. You may come in the day of judgment. You may come in the day of judgment with mountains, mountains of good deeds, mountains of hasanat, mountains of charity, mountains of salah, mountains of qiyam, mountains of siyam. You may be coming with mountains of good deeds, but because you were dishonoring your parents, it will all not be counted. Nothing will be counted. And I have the evidence. I have the evidence from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. In the hadith reported by Al-Bazzar wal Imam Ahmad wa Tirmidhi min hadith Ibn Umar, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة ثلاثة لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة أولهم العاق لوالديه لا ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says three kinds of people Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. They will be ignored by Allah in the day of judgment, which means they will be losers in the day of judgment. They may come with all types of good deeds, yet they will be losers in the day of judgment. Who are they? Al Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the first one is al-aqil walidayh, the one who is unkind to his parents, the one who is unkind to his parents, the one who dishonors his parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ignore him, will not look at him in the day of judgment. How do you treat your parents today? How do you talk back to your parents today? Do you know something, my brothers and sisters? In English, we have an expression that says, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. Please listen to me. I always say this and I'm saying it again. Don't listen to me with your ears. Listen to me with your hearts because I want to touch your hearts. In English we say, whatever goes around, goes around. Or whatever goes around, comes around. Whatever goes around, comes around. The Prophet says, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. Which means, however you treat your parents today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless you or afflict you with kids that will treat you the same. Whatever goes around, comes around. If you treat your parents with kindness today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless you with kids that will treat you the same. And if you treat your parents with unkindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may afflict you with kids that will treat you the same. And by Allah, we've seen it. You may have seen it. We've seen it. Let me tell you some stories, some very, very true stories that happened in some Muslim countries. In a Muslim country, in the middle of the street, they saw a young man dragging an old man. A young man was dragging an old man, dragging him. People came to him. Abe, 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 Yachi, Abe, shame, what are you doing? An old man, why? You know, why are you dragging him? And he kept on dragging him. So some people, they jumped on him. They wanted to beat him up. The old man said, no, please, please, leave him, leave him. He is my son. Then they kept on beating him up. This is not only an old man. He is your father. And you're dragging him like this. They started beating him up. The father said, please leave him. By Allah, I did the same thing to my father 40 years ago. Kama tadinu tuda. Another man, his friends were saying, they were sitting in this house all together, talking. The father was there among with them. And then the father had a small argument with his son. The son stood up in front of everyone and he slapped his father. He slapped his father. People couldn't believe their eyes. They went to him, what are you doing? Your father, you slapped him. The father says, by Allah, leave him alone. Wallahi, 20 years ago, I slapped my own father too. If 20 years back, I slapped my own father. Whatever goes around, comes around. The Prophet Muhammad says in this hadith, narrated by Abi Bakrah. Abi Bakrah, not Abu Bakr. No, this man is Abi Bakrah. This hadith is sound authentic in Sahih al-Jami'. The Prophet says, اثنان يعجلهم الله في الدنيا قبل الآخرة أولهما العاق لوالديه. The Prophet Muhammad says in this hadith, sound and authentic, two types of sins, whosoever does them, they will get their punishment in this dunya before the hereafter. Whosoever commits these two sins, they will get their punishment in this dunya before the hereafter. Punish the sin number one, al-aqu li walidayh, unkindness to the parents. Unkindness to the parents, disobeying the parents, whosoever does so, they will get their punishment in this life before the life of the hereafter. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. Wallahi, it is not a joke. Your parents, and let me tell you something, by Allah, you will not know the value of your parents until the day they are gone. The day when your parents are gone, then and only then, you will know how valuable they are to you. You will know how valuable they are to you. Or maybe when you get to travel very far and you won't get to see them, you will know how valuable your parents are. Or maybe ask a new Muslim, a revert Muslim, ask a revert Muslima or a Muslim and ask him, what's your wish? He would say, my only wish maybe, my wish is for my parents to become Muslim. For my parents to become Muslim. That's all they wished for. ما أعظم حياة البر. ما أعظم حياة البر. Living the life of, we call it بر الوالدين. It's such a beautiful life because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that life. And also my brothers and sisters, just to set the record straight, the honoring of the mother in Islam supersedes that of the father. Let me repeat. In Islam, honoring the mother supersedes that of the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه بوالديه إحسانا ووصينا. Look, in Arabic, wasiya, wasiya, ish, wasiya. Like somebody's giving you wasiya. Like your father comes to you and says, oh my son, I'm going to give you wasiya. Like a command, be careful. I'm going to give you this wasiya, take it very, very, very strongly. So Allah, He says, wawassayna. Allah is giving you wasiya. He says, wawassayna al-insana biwalidayhi. Allah is giving us a command to look after our parents. Look after your parents. And right after that, He says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. Right after that, Allah moves to the mother. He moves to the mother and He says, she bears him with pain. The father, he had pleasure. The father, he had pleasure. He was intimate with the mother. He had pleasure. He moved on. But the mother, she held that baby. She held him in pain. She buried him in pain with hardship. You know, sisters, you know how it is. Those of you who have children or those of you who might be pregnant, you know how it is. You know the pain, the psychological change. Brothers, those of you who are here, the fathers, have you, I'm going to ask you this question for the brothers. Those of you who are married and have children, have you assisted your wife when she was delivering your baby? I'm asking you, who amongst you witnessed, you know, you did not experience it, but you witnessed your wife delivering a baby. Who amongst you witnessed the wife delivering the baby? My opinion, my advice, my wasiya. If insha'Allah ta'ala, you get to have this chance, your wife is delivering a baby, go there, be with her. Be with her. You see miracle from Allah. A miracle on earth. A miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start valuing your wife a lot more. You start respecting your wife a lot more. And then you understand why Allah Almighty in the Quran, He talks about the mother. Why the Prophet talks about the mother. He says, وَضَعَتْ حَمَلَتْهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. She bears him in pain and she gave birth to him in pain, in hardship. As soon as they take their baby and they put that baby on the chest of the mother forgets all the pain. Allah, Allah, Allah. The mother forgets all the hardship. The first time they take the baby, as soon as the baby comes out, they take the baby, they put the baby on the chest of the mother. The mother forgets all the pain and the hardship. It's all gone because of her son, because of her baby. Your mother. A man came to Abdullah ibn Umar and asked him. He took his mom, listen to this. He took his mom on his shoulder and then he took her out into the outskirts. They did not have washrooms. They did not have restrooms. If you want to go to the washroom, you go outside in the field. So this man, he carried his mother on his shoulder. He took her out in the field to look after her needs, right? And then he carried her, he washed her, he cleaned her, and then he took her back. And then he told this sahabi, this companion, have I fulfilled my mother's right? The man said, no, you have not fulfilled her right. She did the same thing to you when you were a baby. She did the same thing to you when you were a baby. Yet, she did it to you wishing your life. When you were a baby, she used to, you know, you had your diapers. She had to cleanse you. And she carried you. And she held you. And she hugged you. She did that to you. Wishing your life. You're doing the same thing to her today. But you're wishing her death. You're helping her today. You're wishing her death. She did the same thing to you. She's wishing you a good life. A good health. She did not feed herself. She took the morsel of meat or she took the morsel of food from her mouth. She took it out to give it to you first. She fed you before she fed herself. Your mother. When you were sick, she stood up the whole night crying, praying to Allah to give you shifa. Crying, praying to Allah to give you shifa. Your mother, who let go her dreams, she sacrificed her dreams for your dreams. Your mother, she sacrificed her dreams, her inspirations for yours. Your mother, the day you lose your mother, the day we lose our mother, the world changes colors. The world loses colors. The world becomes white and black. The day we lose our mothers, the earth will change. This man was crying after he lost his mom. He cried so much. And he was asked, why do you cry? He says, why shouldn't I cry? There was a gate of Jannah. My mother, the gate to paradise. My mother, the gate to heaven. My mother has passed away. A gate of Jannah, a gate of heaven has just been closed before me. Why shall I not cry? I should cry. The mother that used to make dua for me has just passed away. You know, my brothers and sisters, when you travel, or somebody travels, somebody's going for Hajj, somebody's going for Umrah, you ask that person, please make dua for me. Please make dua for me. But do you tell your mother, mom, make dua for me? Your mother, you don't need to tell her. Allah, Allah, Allah. Your mother, you don't need to tell her, mom, please make dua for me. In fact, she's going for Hajj or she's going for Umrah just to make dua for you. In fact, she prays and all her prayers is for you. All her prayers is, oh Allah, protect my son. Oh Allah, protect my daughter. All her life is yours. You don't need to remind your mom to make dua for you. You can't tell your brother. You know what? Everything can be replaceable. Everything can be replaceable. You can lose a car, you can have another car. You lose a property, you can have another property. You lose your job, you can replace another job. But if you lose your mother, nothing can replace the mother. Nobody can replace the mother. Nobody can replace the mother. Everything can be replaced except your mother. She cannot be replaced. How do you treat her? How do you talk to her? When was the last time you gave your mother a hug? When was the last time you told your mother that you love her? Ibn Abbas, a man came to him and he says, he was giving a lecture and he says, Ibn Abbas, I fell in love with this woman and she married somebody else. I fell in love with her, but she went and she married somebody else. I could not resist. I went and I killed her. Oh, Ibn Abbas, what's my expiation? Maybe some of you don't understand, or some of you are smiling. I don't really know why you're smiling. It's good to smile, but when you listen to a story like this, you laugh and you say, why are you laughing? I did not say a joke. The guy fell in love with this girl. She got married somebody else. He stabbed her to death. So he went to Ibn Abbas asking, Ibn Abbas, I killed this woman. What am I supposed to do? You know, I need to expiate my sins. Ibn Abbas, he says, he thought and thought and he says, do you have a mother? Do you have a mom? He says, yes. He says, go back and be kind to your mom. Treat your mom with kindness. At the end of the lecture, a student was there and he asked Ibn Abbas. He says, Ibn Abbas, that man asked you, he killed someone Yes, he repented. Yes, he paid the charges and whatever. Yes, he did what he had to do. But, you know, he asked you for some sort of expiation. You told him, you know, to go to his mother and treat her with kindness. Ibn Abbas says, I looked and I could not find anything for him to do that will get him the closeness to Allah other than him being kind to his mom. I could not find for him anything better than that. I could not find for him anything better than that. Abu Hurairah, his mother called him. She says, Ya Abu Hurairah. She called him, oh my son, Ya Abu Hurairah. Abu Hurairah says, Labbayki Ummah. Labbayki Ummah. He says, yes, mom. And then Abu Hurairah, he realized that he raised his voice. What did he do wrong? Nothing. But he realized, he says, I raised my voice at my mother. So he went, he bought two slaves and he freed them for the sake of Allah. He says, I hope Allah can forgive me for raising my voice at my mom. Ibn Mas'ud, another companion. Ibn Mas'ud, his mom came to him and she says, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, Ya Ibni, oh my son, I'm thirsty. I want some water. So he went outside to get her water. By the time he came in, his mother fell asleep. So he held the cup of water by his mom. He did not want to wake her up. He stayed there waiting for his mom the whole night. The whole night. Whenever he feels tired, he sits down. If he feels sleepy, he stands up with the cup of water in his hand. If he feels tired, he sits down. If he feels sleepy, he stands up the whole night until dawn, until morning. When his mother woke up, she found him. And then he was awake. He told her, Mom, your water. The first thing he did not go to sleep the whole night. Why? Because his mother asked for water. And he wanted the first thing when she opens her eyes to find her son with the water as she has requested. This is what we call in Arabic, Birr al-Walidain. Goodness to the parents. Kindness to the parents. How do you treat your parents? What do you get? What do you get when you honor your parents? Many things. Allah will bless your health. Allah will bless your wealth. Allah will bless your life. Your dua becomes mustajab. Your dua becomes granted. Your supplication becomes granted. You invoke Allah, Allah will answer your dua on the spot. There was a man at the time of the Prophet by the name of Uwais al-Qurani. He lives away from Medina. And then the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says to his companions, he says, oh people, if you meet this man, Uwais, ask him to make dua for you. Ask him to make dua for you because his dua is mustajab. His dua is granted. What's the story of this man? This man, my brothers and sisters, he had a mother. This man had a mother. His mother needed him. But he wanted to go and travel and migrate to Medina to visit the Prophet, to see the Prophet, and to earn the title of Sahabi, the title of companion. He sacrificed that title. Listen to this and listen with your hearts. He sacrificed the most beautiful title, the title of companion, Sahabi. He sacrificed that title just to be with his mom. Just to be with his mom. By the time his mother passed away, he traveled, but the Prophet also passed away. So he did not earn that title, meaning, or that title is, you know, Sahabi, companion. He missed it because he did not see the Prophet. He believed in the Prophet, but he did not see him. Yet the Prophet heard about him. In the era of Umar, In the era of Umar, this man traveled for Hajj. Umar met him. Are you always? Yes. Are you always al-Qurani? Yes. Please, please make dua for me, Umar said. Please pray for me, Umar said. Always said, you're a companion and the Prophet has already given you the glad tidings of Jannah. Why should I pray for you? Why should I make dua for you? He says, because the Prophet Muhammad says, if you meet this man, always ask him to make dua for you, because his dua is mustajab. If you are good to your parents, if you are kind to your parents, Allah will answer your dua. Allah will answer your dua. Allah will grant your supplications. Anytime you invoke Allah, Allah will answer your dua. Oh, your mother, your mother, your mother. The father who has worked full time, overtime, part time, just to provide for you. The mother who held you when this man went to the Prophet Muhammad and asked him, O Prophet of Allah, who should be my best friend? Who should be my best companion? The Prophet says, your mother. And then the man said, who else? The Prophet says, your mother. And then the Prophet said, who else? The Prophet said, your mother. And then the man said, who else? For the fourth time, the Prophet said, your father. Your mother, your mother, your mother. Then your father. Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother. Allah, Allah, Allah about the mother. Allah, Allah, Allah about the mother. You know, the dua of the mother is granted. The dua of the mother is granted. If your mother is alive, go to her tonight. Go to her tonight. Go to her today. Go to her now and ask her, Mom, please make dua for me. Ask her, Wallahi thumma wallah, a time may come. A time may come. You will need someone to make dua for you, and your mother will not be there. Your mother may not be there, but if she is there today, if your father is there today, go to them, because their dua is a vehicle that will drive you to Jannah. Go to them today before tomorrow. But if your mother has died, if she is dead, if she's gone, cry. And don't cry tears, cry blood, because one of the gates of Jannah has just been locked before you. Your mother, your mother, your mother, despite, regardless of how she could be or treat, even if she's non-Muslim, by the way, even if she's not Muslim, Asma, she went to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, should I treat my mother, should I assist her, she's not a Muslim, should I assist her? The Prophet says, yes, yes, be kind to her, oh Asma, be kind to your mother, even if she's not a Muslim. Your mother, your mother, your mother. There is this story of Musa, Moses. Musa, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, oh Allah, I want to see my companion in heaven. In fact, I have a poem with me today, which I'll be dedicating to all the mothers here today. Oh my mothers, because you are so dear to me, and when I see you, I see my own mother. I have a poem which I will dedicate for all of you today, inshaAllah ta'ala. Musa asked, oh Allah, I want to see my companion in heaven. Allah reveals to Musa, oh Musa, go to this place. There's like an old cave. And in there, you will find your companion in Jannah. Musa goes. He looked out, or he looks up from outside. He saw an old woman, frail old woman. And there's this young man who's next to her. He helps her. He feeds her. He changes her. He cleans the house or the place where they live. And then he steps out. So Musa goes inside. Musa goes in. And that woman, she sees Musa, but she does not recognize him. She does not recognize him. Musa says, Ya Amatallah, oh woman, who is that son? Who is that young man? She says, he is my son. He is my son. Musa says, okay, but what's so good about this son? What's so special about him? We all help our parents. We all feed our parents. But what's so special about this son? The mother said, this is my son. You see, I'm old. You see, he cleans me. He feeds me. He helps me. He supports me. He assists me. I make dua for him every day. Oh Allah, make my son the companion of Musa in Jannah. Musa said, Allah has answered your call. I am Musa, and your son will be my partner in Jannah. The mother used to make so much dua for her son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua from her. Because of this man, this son who used to help the mother and assist her. Your mother, your mother, your mother. Even after they die, you still be good to them. How? How? Pray for them. Pray for them. That can elevate the status in Jannah. I'm going to share with you that poem that I have for the mothers today. It's in Arabic, but I will try to translate it, inshallah ta'ala. Mothers, this is from me to you. Ummah, Ummah, ya hubban ahwa, wa ya qalban a'shaqu dunya. يا شمسا تشرق في أفقي يا وردا في العمر شداه يا كل الدنيا يا أملي أنت الإخلاص ومعناه فلأنت عطاء من ربي فلأنت عطاء من ربي فبماذا أحيا لولاه ماذا أهديك من الدنيا قلبي أم عيني أمه روحي أنفاسي أم عمري والكل قليل أواه كم ليل سهرت في مرض تبكي وتنادي رباه طفلي وحبيبي يا ربي يا ربي املأ بالصحة دنياه أمي يا أمي يا حبا أهواه أمي أحبك يا عمري يا بهجة قلبي ومناه ضميني واسقيني ودعيني أحلم أمه. It says, Oh mother, oh my love, oh mother. Oh my heart, oh mother. Ya shamsan tushriqu fi ufuqi. You are the sun that rises, oh mother. You are the sun that rises, oh mother. You are my entire life, oh mother. Ya kulla dunya, ya amali. You are my hope. You are the sign of sincerity, oh mother. Fala anti ata'un min rabbi. Fabimada ahya lawla. You are a gift from my Lord. How can I survive without you, O mother? You are a gift from my Lord. How can I survive without you, O mother? What shall I give you, O mom, from this life? What shall I give you? My heart, my eyes, Ummah. What shall I give you? My breath, my soul, Ummah. Everything is so cheap for you, O mother. Everything is so little for you, O mother. O mother, Ummah. How many nights you stood up, oh mother. Tabiki, you cry. Tabiki, wa tunadi, rabba. You cry before your Lord and praying, saying, Oh Allah, my son. Oh Allah, protect my son. Oh Allah, preserve my son. Oh Allah, give the shifa for my son. How many nights, oh mom, you stood up the whole night praying for me? Ummi, oh mother. I love you, oh mother. I love you, ya umuri. You are my life, oh mother. Ya bahshata qalbi wa munah. Dummini. Hold me, oh mother. Hold me, O mother. Hug me, O mother. Hug me, O mother. ودعيني أحلم أمة. And let me dream, O mother. Let me dream, O mother, in your arms, O mother. And I want to end with this story of a man who invited his wife. He went to his wife and he invited his wife for dinner. He invited his wife for dinner. The wife told him, "I decline. I decline. I don't want to go with you. Go take the other woman. Go take the other woman to the restaurant. I decline going out with you." The man says, "I'm not that type. What do you mean? I'm inviting you out for dinner and you're telling me to go take that other woman? What other woman? What other woman?" She says, "I'm declining my day. Go take your mother out for dinner. You have not taken her out. Go take her out for dinner." The brother looks to his wife and he says, "May Allah reward you." And he called his mother and he told her, "Mom, Mom, prepare yourself. I'm taking you out for dinner." The mom could not believe her eyes or could not believe her ears. She says, "My son, are you serious? My son, are you serious?" The father said, or the son, or the son said, "Mom, I'm serious. I'm taking you out for dinner tonight. Get ready, I'm coming to pick you up." He goes to pick up his mom. He takes her out for dinner. His mom could not believe her eyes. She does not care, in fact. She does not care whether it's in a restaurant or whether it's in the street or whether they're eating bread or whether they're eating or drinking just soup or just water. She does not care. All she cares about is that company with her son. She's enjoying that company with her son. So at the end, the son says, "Ma, how was dinner? Are you happy?" The mother said, "Today is the happiest day of my life. Of course, I'm very happy. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you." The son says, "Mom, I'm going to do it again, inshallah ta'ala. I will bring you again to the same restaurant." The mother says, "No, my son. No, my son. I'm the one who is going to invite you next time. It'll be on me in the same restaurant." Days go by. Months go by. The son got busy. The son got busy. The mother got sick and she died. She got sick and she died. One day, this man receives a letter in his home, enveloped with two invitations to a restaurant. The same restaurant he took his mother to. "Who sent me these invitations?" He goes to the restaurant with his wife. And then he found a letter in that restaurant. He read the letter. He says, "Son, it's your mom. Remember, I promised you to take you to that restaurant. Well, I tried, but you were always busy. I sent out this invitation for you and your wife. May Allah reward you." By Allah, my brothers and sisters, especially the brothers here who are married, who amongst you ever invited their mother out to a restaurant? Who amongst you took their moms out ever to a restaurant? Yes, your wife, you treat your wife accordingly. You treat her with ihsan. You respect her. You honor her. But your mother takes priority. Your mother, this is how it is. You treat your wife with ihsan. You treat your father with ihsan. You treat your children with ihsan. Your mother comes first. Wallahi ladhi la ilaha illahu. Wallahi ladhi la ilaha illahu. I swear by Allah who holds my soul, like I said, you will not know the value of your mother until the day she's gone. But when she is gone, when she dies, it'll be too late. It is today before tomorrow. Today go to your mother. Today go to your mother. Ask her to make dua for you. Ask her to pray for you. Be kind to her. Be nice to her. Hug her. Hug her. Before the time comes, she will not be there for that hug. Wallahi, a mother came to me once. She says, I have five kids. They have no problems. They're all strong. They're all healthy. Oh, Sheikh, I don't need nothing from them. I don't need anything from them. All I need is for them to come one day, just to come to me and give me a hug. They've never hugged me. What kind of hearts do we have today? What kind of hearts do we have? We're making dua and Allah is not answering dua. Why Allah is not answering dua? How do you treat your mother? How do you treat your father? How do you treat your parents? Go back to them today before tomorrow. Go back to them today before it's too late. I'm gonna ask all the sisters, if your mother is here, go to her right now. I'm stopping. I won't say a word. Stand up. Go to your mom right now and give her a hug. If your mother is sitting next to you, hug her. Quickly. If your mother is dead, go give her a hug. Brothers, if your father is here, hug him. Hug him. Hug your dad. Hug your dad. If your father is here, please hug him. If your father is here, give him a hug. Your mom here, hug her and ask her to make dua for you. Ask your dad to make dua for you. Stand up, all of you. I'm going to make dua, and all you say is Ameen. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى ونسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم نسألك بأنك أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك المنان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا أحد يا صمد يا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا رب العالمين ارحم والدينا اللهم ارحم والدينا اللهم ارحم والدينا اللهم ارحم والدينا اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا اللهم تجاوز عنهم اللهم تجاوز عنهم اللهم اغفر لهم اللهم ارحمهم اللهم اكرمهم اللهم احسن اليهم اللهم الاموات منهم اغفر لهم اللهم الأموات منهم اغفر لهم اللهم الأموات منهم اغفر لهم يا رب اغفر لوالدينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا Oh Allah, I ask you by every name that I know. We ask you by every name which we know. We ask you by every name which we do not know. We ask you by your greatest name. We ask you, we invoke you, we supplicate you. Oh Allah, please bless our parents. Please bless our parents. Please forgive our parents. Please, oh Allah, preserve our parents. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon our parents. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon our parents. Oh Allah, we know. We've been so unkind to them. We disobeyed them. We dishonored them. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, please forgive our shortcomings. Oh Allah, please forgive our shortcomings. Our parents, oh Allah, please grant them Jannah. Our parents, oh Allah, please grant them Jannah. Please grant them the highest level in Jannah. Oh Allah, please grant our parents the highest level in Jannah. Oh Allah, please grant them to see the face of your face, oh Allah. Please grant them the companionship of the Prophet in Jannah. Oh Allah, please forgive our parents. Bless them, preserve them, Protect them, protect them, protect them, oh Allah. Those of them who are sick, oh Allah, please give them shifa. Those of them who are sick, oh Allah, please give them the cure. Please heal them, please heal them. Those among our parents who are here, or maybe those amongst us who have parents that are non-Muslim, oh Allah, please guide them, please guide them, please guide them. Oh Allah, please guide them, please, 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 oh Allah, guide them, guide them, guide them, guide them. Show them the nur, show them the nur, show them the light, oh Allah. Show them the straight path, oh Allah, oh Allah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Hug the person next to you, please. Hug the person next to you. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah bless you. Jazakum Allah khair. If Allah gives me life, I may see you tomorrow. Jazakallah khair. If Allah gives me life again, I may see you tomorrow for my final talk. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.